T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, the Glenn Beck Program. Elizabeth Johnston, author of Not On My Watch. We're going to be talking about anti-Semitism in France as well. Glenn Beck at 9 o'clock this morning. A trip to a museum leads one man to find out he has a problem with his heart.
This is House Call for Health. Boyd Hudson took his grandson to a children's museum in Graham, North Carolina, and it was a trip that may have saved his life. One exhibit at the museum is called Listen to Your Heart. You place your hands on sensors that read your pulse and send it a drum that beats in time to your heartbeat while displaying the number of beats per minute. A healthy heartbeat should be 70 to 100 beats per minute at rest. But when Hudson put his hands on the sensors, the results were all over the place, racing as high as 150 beats per minute. When his grandson tried the machine, the results were normal. Hudson had been feeling tired, but didn't think anything was seriously wrong. But now he had his doubts. He went to urgent care and found out he had an irregular heartbeat that could lead to heart failure or stroke. Hudson is now getting treatment for his condition. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
Garbage collection is one of the deadliest jobs you can have. Thanks mostly to impatient drivers who whip around stopped collection trucks and run into trash collectors, garbage collecting is riskier than piloting airplanes.
Oh my gosh.
And almost three times as dangerous as driving a cab. Researchers say the only riskier jobs are fishing, with 178 deaths per 100,000, and timber cutting, with 156 per 100,000. The rate of deaths for garbage collection is 90 per 100,000. Never thought about that.
I know.
I always I make sure I slow down and make sure that everything's clear when I go around one of those trucks because, yeah, they're moving in and out behind that truck.
Maybe we're more courteous. I don't remember this happening.
We don't see that in Wichita.
Maybe it's more of a big city.
It could be
thing where there's just not enough room on the streets.
Yeah, because in Wichita,
I don't remember
that happening. All right, 8:51 now. Steve and Ted, tech improvements for underground Hutchinson vaults. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Hutchinson's Underground Vaults and Storage expanding its technology division. The company has acquired Corner Post Holdings and its Appliance Technologies business. Appliance provides on-site and cloud storage operations. Underground Storage and Vaults, best known for its storage of millions of items 650 feet underground in its salt mine facility. McGinty Machine is expanding. Company President Don McGinty says his company has to grow to keep up with demand from customers. The company has bought 4 new pieces of equipment to be installed at its plant near Douglas and Hydraulic in the next 45 days. The growth is being driven mostly by the increased production at Spirit AeroSystems. And the city of Wichita has approved $450,000 in general obligation bonds for improvements in Old Town. The money is going to be used to repair planters, repair retaining walls, sign modification and repairs, and repairs to sidewalks. The council voted on the items that were included on the council's consent agenda. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
First of all, I'd like to have you call our boss today and see if you couldn't convince her to do that thing that Spirit's doing. And give us
the bonus?
Yeah, give us a $100 bonus for showing up today.
Yeah. I'll give her a call just as soon as we're off the air.
Could you do that for us?
Yeah.
Okay, so today is your birthday, and I've been thinking about birthdays. And one of the things, when I was doing a morning show at a radio station called KXLK, which was 105.3, way back in the 80s, I had a morning show co-host named Mike Miller, and he and I decided that it would be really fun to rent a stripper to come in and do a little birthday dance for our boss, our manager, ooh, Gary. I'm not going to tell Gary's last name. You'll embarrass the man. But so, this happened. The birthday party was going on, and here come this young woman. She came in, and, you know, she put up the little jam box thing and started playing the music, and then she handcuffed Gary in a chair. And,
oh, boy.
And started in with this thing. And the bad part was that Gary's wife, Sherry, also worked there, and she was our copywriter. And I looked over at her, and she looked at me, and I knew I was probably either going to be killed or fired before the day was over. I don't recommend doing that.
What was the retribution that you suffered?
Well, it's been about 35 years, and Sherry hasn't spoken to me, so I guess that's it. You know?
That's about right.
It's
kind of burned that bridge, you know. So I wouldn't recommend doing that. I wouldn't. So if anybody does that for you today, Bill, just be a good sport about it, okay?
You got it. I will.
At any rate, happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much.
I better call Destiny and tell her not to go to the Business Journal then.
I thought we were hiring Tiffany this time. It's Destiny this time?
Roxanne Center Stage or something.
We should
two N's and two E's.
Do they have male entertainers in that regard? Because our boss, Jackie White, is having a birthday one of these days soon. Be our last day.
There you go.
Thank you, gentlemen. Coming up here at 9 o'clock this morning, the KNSS Morning News. Winter storm dropping, big snowfall on central Kansas. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.